Okay, if a child was misbehaving, you tell them, now if you do that again, I'm going to give you a...
spanking.
Okay, any other words?
Whipping. They call it that. Whipping.
Okay. You say if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say that Bob, what, a lot in 1 year? That Bob...
had grown.
Okay.
Those
okay.
inches. Or a period of the year.
Yeah. That in 1 year, Bob, what, a lot? Bob...
had grown a lot.
Or Bob... okay, you'd say, Bob certainly, what, a lot in 1 year? Bob certainly... using that same word, Bob certainly, what, a
has
lot?
Has grown a lot in okay. the last year.
Or would you say growed a lot or grew
grown,
a lot?
Has grown a lot.
Okay, but I'm talking about just the past tense.
Uh-huh.
Bob certainly, what, a lot?
In did grow year? A lot.
Okay. Okay, you might have a child that's born to a woman who's not married. What would you call the child?
Well, they used to say illegitimate child.
Uh-huh. Any other word? You say that the child was a...
well, a bad name that sounds bad as a little bastard.
Huh?
Little bastard, they would call it bad.
Okay. Any other words that weren't necessarily bad? Maybe sort of joking sounding.
Honry, I've heard that said. He's an honry little Dickens.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that he's illegitimate.
No. Just,
yeah.
Bad behavior.
Okay, have you ever heard, for illegitimate, have you ever heard waistcoat or volunteer or bush child? Or?
Well, I've heard those words used.
Which words?
Oh, that you spoke out then. I can't say it right, but...
do they sound familiar enough to you that...
No, I wouldn't know. I'd know really what they were speaking of because I knew that child's pedigree.
Okay.
How much longer have we got, sweet thing? They're done serving dinner.
Oh, well, you lunch. Go ahead. Okay, talking about the word loving, you could say, well, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
She's just a little bitter and unconcerned about things, doesn't she?
Okay, but you mean Peggy's loving too. You say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
She's an affectionate and she shows her love. You know, I think that's the difference. A lot, they love you, but they don't make... Well, I don't know what the word would be, but I don't know. I'm the funniest thing. I go up that hall every morning, and I don't just say it to say it. I love everybody, and I just say, I love you when I start to leave. That's mm-hmm. just part of me to do that. And that was the last word my husband said to me. He looked up at me and he said, honey, I love you. And mm-hmm. he never left me of a morning when I got out of the station wagon. He'd always kiss me goodbye and say, I love you. But yeah. that was the last word he looked up at me and he said, honey, I love you. I said, I love you too. We had such a rich life together.
Yeah. Okay, your brother's son would be called your...
Well, my brother.
Your brother's son.
Oh, my nephew.
Okay. And a child that's lost both parents, you
they're
call
an orphan.
Okay. Suppose I was put in an institution, would you call it anything else?
Well, an institution, if I understand right, is somewhere, it's more or less a charity, or is
mm-hmm.
it,
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Okay. And a person appointed to look after an orphan would be its legal...
Oh, let's see, what would you call that? Well,